What I've done so far is I've been able to calm the situation in Yambio, and Yambio is now peaceful for the past 2 days now. There is no problem in Yambio. Regarding the protest in Izo, actually, I've seen it. People have been protesting, but it has been a peaceful protest. According to what I've heard, it's not a violent one. And I think the population were the one talking, and this is not politically motivated at all. And, of course, what they are talking about, though they did not inform me of this, but they have done it on a peaceful move, which, of course, we are giving freedom for people to do their peaceful demonstration if they have already discussed with the security there and they allow them to do so. I cannot object to any peaceful protest because they are right to do so.
And in your written statement, you had mentioned that the state government has given protection to people who felt they were vulnerable in Yambio County. Why should a South Sudanese be vulnerable in his own country?
The people are protecting his family, the wife, and the children. You know very well, governor was relieved. He's supposed to remain in his residence accorded with the security so that he does not run. But in an incident whereby the governor, after leaving, just a few minutes escapes. And of course, you know, the government we are having now is a unity government, which the political parties government is called a unity government. Different political parties who signed the peace agreement are the ones who formed this government. And now, if the governor escapes and he still has people in the bush, so we do not know where exactly he has gone. And that's why his family, the 10 children and the wife, felt actually. They felt afraid, feared, because they were hiding, actually. They were hiding due to the fear of unknown, but nobody from government has a problem with them. That's why I have to assure them and exactly implement what you have just said. Government has to accord protection to the people.
In the same statement, you were saying you made several attempts to talk to the former governor to come back. Where is he?
Totally, I don't know where he is and the location he is in. But has a partner in peace and has a person who could not have any problem with him and they change it. That happened with the decree in the normal government duties to change leadership, to change anyone they can change. So this one does not warrant him to run away. He's running away. Can be seen in many ways because we don't know where he is, and of course he has the forces with him who are not yet integrated. So what I must do is to find a way of starting a dialogue with him, to assure him of our protection, and to see how we can build trust through communication with him so that he can come back. Because when he comes back and he says here people see him, people will not fear. The fear people are having because he's not around, and he was once division sector commander of the IO, and of course we don't know where he is, and that's why the whole town has been panicking.
Yeah, Governor Badagbo, how would you expect him to come back when he was removed? The whole town erupted in celebration and dancing for 2 days.
Because I did not hear from the decree which was issued by the Excellency removing him that a warrant of arrest was issued for him. I've not heard that. I've only seen that he has been relieved as any person. I was once a governor, I was also relieved. But if people were protesting, they did not turn violent. They never went to his house. They never said they want to either to lynch him. They never mentioned anything. They were jubilating for reasons known to them. And of course, they have the right as a population to either celebrate or to do whatever they are doing, because South Sudan is a democratic country. We must also lead people to express their views, and actually, we don't have any problem with that. But the government is the one having the total political will to call their former leader to come back and also to accord him the necessary protection he needs, and he must stay among his people with dignity. That's the reason why we have to talk to him and also to arrange the fear that can be in the hearts of the people that the former leader who was a governor has escaped to the bush, still there are forces who are not yet integrated. What does that mean? Therefore, to arrange that kind of fear in the hearts of the people, we must do everything in our capacity to bring sanity to the people of Yadi and tranquility through talking to him, also knowing where he could be, but we have not known where he is up to now, but we continue to persuade him, to talk to him, so that he can come. And we also ask the leadership to engage him, especially the IO leadership in Juba, Dr. Riek Machar, to engage him, because we don't want any insecurity in the area again. So they should talk to him very well, and he can be able to explain to the leadership, basically the IO leadership, the reason as to why he escaped. But we are not more into that, but we want him back so that the fear can go away in the hearts of the people.
Talking about fear, there was a video making rounds of one SSPDF senior officer called James Nando, who said in the video that his forces has captured the village of Lirongu. Could you tell us what is happening in that part of Western Equatorial State?
I've called James Nando to come to me and to explain to me about the video. Though I have not yet seen the video, but I want explanation about this video. I talked to him on phone, and he told me he was not the one who posted the video. I think one of maybe other soldiers who are the one who posted. But what I know about Rongo is not a autonomous area. Even today, I was speaking to Dr. Rek about it. Yeah, Rongo is a health center, and it has a school and the headquarters of a Payam, which is approximately 75 or 73 kilometers away from the cantonment site. But Rongo has been made either in the barracks or I don't know what it is, and according to the international law, no soldier is supposed to occupy a health center. No soldier is supposed to occupy a school. But Rongo is actually a health center which has been there a long time in the memorial.
I'm aware that Lirongu had a leprosy center in the 70s. I'm aware of that health center.
Exactly. That leprosy and sleeping sickness center is the one that has been occupied by these forces. So the forces now must all go to the containment site. You see, around that place, there was an assembly area. It was not a permanent barracks when we are implementing the peace agreement.
I saw your video yesterday. You were visiting markets in Yambio town and assuring the locals that all is well. At the same time, there are reports that 35 wounded soldiers were brought to Yambio Hospital. Where were those soldiers wounded?
Not really. What happened is some 9 kilometers away from Yambio, people slept in Yambio with no gunshots. And since this incident started, we have not lost anyone. No house has been burnt. But what happened today is an isolated change happened in a place called Soura, whereby some two unknown gunmen actually appeared and they shot two people on a border. And one man who is 65 years and a 24-year-old border boy was shot. Then we sent our forces and they were police brought them to the hospital, and unfortunately, the old man of 65 years succumbed to the wound he sustained through what happened in that area. But within Yambio, security is well picked up, and also we have assured our people. I was living yesterday assuring people, and people are responding to this because people slept very well in Yambio, and people also resumed their work today. And market is functional, everything is okay. Children are already in school. And today, I'm even talking to you right now. I'm in the office, and the office is running up as normal. But of course, you know, we are not gunmen. We cannot control everything. And we will try all what we can to provide security. As I'm thinking, I've also deployed the police to that area where these people were shot. Now, the place already, police is there to provide order and security and sanity to that area so that tranquility can return to the area.
Yes, and you, in your message to people in the markets, you assured them that those who committed atrocities, those who were looting properties, were not part of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces. I mean, who else could be armed in the town and running around with guns? I mean, I don't understand this situation.
Exactly. Equally, I do not understand it at the beginning either. But what happened is we have already done some arrests. We know that there are some deserters who are once in the bush, also there, that when they returned, they did not bring themselves to integration, and they still remain with the remnants of military attires. They were once also in rebels, others yet given the army at times, but these people, they don't belong to any force. And therefore, these are the ones who took advantage of what happened, and they did not even steal people within town, but they were targeting people whom they think they are wealthy, whom they think they have money. How this money they targeted it so that they can steal motorbikes and some vehicles and whatever. But the good thing is, I arrested a number of these people, and of course also some of the motorbikes they picked and some of the property they stole, we have been able to recover them, and we have returned them to their respective owners very well. Even they stole some government vehicles from some ministers, like the one I said, some ministers who ran away for fear. These people ran to their places and stole their things. So what has happened this morning, even the very forces people are accusing that in uniform, they have followed these people, they have arrested them, and even we have recovered from them even three vehicles, which has been handed to me now from these criminals, and we are going to parade them before competent court of law.
And how many people are we talking about who have been arrested among those you're calling criminals? How many have been arrested?